You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Whoop.
Woo!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Smoke and Joe Patrick's going to join us in about 20 minutes from right now. See if he's got any further injury updates on what's going on up at Flowery Branch. Obviously, we're all keeping an eye on the quarterback, Michael Penix, and his knee injury that he suffered against the San Francisco 49ers. We'll also continue talking about the Dolphins matchup on Sunday afternoon with Joe. We'll wrap things up with an AMA, as we always do, at 1:40. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open. All you got to do is call. Great calls this week, too, by the way. Appreciate that. So we'll take phone calls at 1:40 and answer any questions that you have, and we'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes as well.
We were talking about heist films the other day. Kind of loosely.
Yeah, kind of.
And I was doing some reading on that Louvre thing, and I'm just like, there's got to be a movie coming out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like a poorly made direct-to-streaming movie. But that needs to be put together.
Yeah, I mean, in the world of everything being monitored and security and cameras and all of that, like the Louvre is the most famous museum in the world, right? Like that's where the Mona Lisa is, right? Like that's
yeah.
If it's not the most, it's one of the most famous, and I would assume highly secure.
Certainly from an art perspective, yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that these guys could just get one of those, you know, what do they call those things that like the electric company uses to get up to the,
right? Yeah.
Whatever you call it, crow's nest or like whatever it is.
Scissor truck, bucket truck.
The bucket truck.
Yeah.
They could get one of those up to a window, cut the window open, get in there, get what they need out, and get out of there with Vespas in like 10 minutes and actually steal priceless art and jewels is incredible.
Here's what's funny to me, and it might be the case, but it also might not be the case, is like the lead investigator immediately comes out and is like, this is a very accomplished group who had done a lot of recon and blah, and they're trying to undersell it.
Right.
And I'm like, or maybe they got drunk two nights ago and be like, I bet with a bucket truck we can get up there.
You see that window? It's not even, it's open.
They had planned and they had studied.
Because Rob has a bucket truck.
They knew the routines and they knew exactly where to go and what they had targeted. There was planned. And I'm just like,
of course, they're going to make it out to be Ocean's 11, but it might not be.
It's so much funnier if it's not.
Yeah, it would be great if
it's so much funnier if it's like, I just got lucky. Kind of went in, went out.
I don't know. I don't know why I feel this way, but there's something about the fact that there are still, like art heist.
It's a smash and grab
that I like.
It's not, an old school smash and grab.
I don't want people to steal. I'm anti theft. I am against crime, and you can quote me on that. But I like that these guys got away with
it. I also
or girls.
Right, we don't know. I also was thinking, like, all right, so you got like the crown jewels of France. You can't pawn them.
No, like black market.
And then they're like, we can't even do that.
Why not?
But they're like, the only way they can move it is to melt it down or recut the gems. I'm like, that's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
And I'm like, why did you put that in the public? They might not have thought of that
yet.
We
never thought of that.
They might not have figured out that
we didn't know what to do with
it. Just sell a crown from 1720.
That's great.
And now they know what to do.
That's great. It's like one of those many things I wouldn't know what to do. It's like the Chauncey Billups thing. Let's get to the big story of the day as we get to the Chauncey Billups thing. It is not, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it is not what you think. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
A lot of things we need to clean up, I think, stating the obvious. And on some level, games like this, you know they're going to come in some capacity. This is it's tough to have this on your home opener.
Yeah, I mean, that's Hawks head coach Quinn Snyder talking about the Hawks getting smacked on opening night last night, 138-118. I mean, yeah, it does happen throughout the course of 82 that you just don't have it. Oftentimes, it's on the second half of a, like, road back-to-back, missing a starter or something. Not on opening night where everyone's available at home after an offseason where everyone's fired up about the new additions and all that. Now, look, I mean, chemistry, sure, and that's a part of it. 138 points and 86 of them coming in the paint, and that type of transition defense doesn't have that much to do with chemistry
to
me.
Yeah.
That's not a chemistry thing.
No. And the good news is, you now have something to focus on, and you can start to address some issues. You've kind of been shown some holes in your game as a team quite immediately. And then the other aspect is you didn't shoot well. And I think there you look at just, I mean, this is not some new brilliant idea. When you make shots, you can set your defense, right? And so that will help a little bit. But, yeah, I think it was pretty obvious that in addition to just not having a good shooting night, they were all over the place. I mean, defensively, they were all over the place.
Yeah, they were confused. Now, Dyson Daniels missed the majority of the first three quarters with foul trouble. Played very little because he was in foul trouble the whole time.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, look, that's part of it, but that's not the whole explanation. The other thing too is when you lose by 20, the NBA, especially on your home floor, a lot of times it's because the other team just got scorching hot from three. Raptors were 6-25 from three last night. They didn't shoot it well either from down. Now they shot it well at the rim, because they got a lot of uncontested looks in transition and mid-range too. I mean, Scottie Barnes and Brandon Ingram, they've got some good mid-range players. But yeah, that was a disappointing way for the season to start.
Well, you were out-rebounded by 20. That means the opposing team's going to get more possessions, more opportunities, and plus 23 in fast break points for the Raptors. Easy buckets. And so shooting well or not, if you're just getting to the rim and there's no one to stop you, that's a real problem. Plus 30 in the paint.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, look, again, this isn't the NFL. Every game isn't 25% more important than it is. It's you have 81 more, and so you figure it out. It's not a great start, also considering the next two opponents. And you're at Orlando and then home against OKC. And I mentioned this at the start of the show, Bunk. I always want to sit here and be like, I get it, you're 0-3. I'm not saying they're going to lose both of these, but if you do, they are difficult games. If you do, I want to sit here and say, all right, you're 0-3. There's still 79 games left, and you know you got time to turn it around, blah, blah, blah. We did say that about the Braves at 0-7, and it just didn't get to where it needed to be. And so not saying that they're the same team, but there's always going to be a little bit of that feeling in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get off to a slow start, obviously.
But we were all prepared for it.
We did talk about how the first month or so might be rough, given all of the new pieces coming together and all that. And I still think that that's true. I mean, I'm kind of like, you basically got till January to get it all ironed out. Then football's over. We'll click over, and it's like, all right, these guys are pretty good. I'm not saying we're, of course, we're going to watch the games, but you know what I mean? In terms of like the focus, the microscope of the NBA season, you got about 25 games to kind of get ready. And then everybody kind of jumps on board and gets on for the end of the year. It is hard though to talk so much about perimeter defense and all the guys you added that can defend and give up 138 on your home floor. That's a tough one. Now, silver lining. Quinn Snyder didn't get arrested by the FBI this morning, which not every NBA coach can say. Chauncey Billups, who we mentioned earlier, did. Apparently he's involved with fixing mafia poker games, which seems like a dangerous thing to be involved in. I don't know. How do you get involved in that? How do you meet someone that asks you to be a part of it? I don't know. Do you owe the mob money? I don't know. Probably not worth speculating. But he got arrested this morning. Terry Rozier did as well of the Miami Heat. His is more sports betting, props on himself and things like that. And so now here we are, opening week, opening couple days of the NBA season, and there is a massive gambling scandal in the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, and Damon Jones is involved potentially on both sides of this, and I haven't really heard any tie-ins from him yet in terms of how the prop and the sports gambling stuff.
No one knows who that is.
Well, sure.
Everyone's like, sure. Who? Damon Jones?
Yeah, well.
I haven't thought about him in years.
But he's almost the more interesting story being tied to both of them. I mean, right. We just don't have that much. Look, it's quite frankly, it sucks for the league. Like, because it you're completely overshadowing a lot of different things.
There were some great stories last night, probably none greater than Wemby.
Well, you're right.
And
you're,
no one's going to talk about that.
We're not really talking about Inside the NBA debuting on ESPN.
Now, I can't wait to hear those guys talk about this because that is going to be – it's first of all, it's going to be good because they are going to be knowledgeable and honest about it, but it's going to be funny too.
Yeah. But we're not talking about their debut. We're not talking about, as you mentioned, Wemby. There were a couple really good games. I know you and I briefly mentioned Vijay Edgecombe and the debut he had in Philly. There's a lot of good performances. That Cleveland Knicks game was pretty good. But it just completely, all of it, wiped away by, I don't know, what time is it, 9:30 this morning? Maybe a couple clicks before that?
Yeah, by the time most people would have been gotten
You can't up. Discuss a game. I mean, no, we just spent some time on the Hawks, but like you can't discuss a game today with that being the
certainly not nationally.
Not an out of market game. Yeah.
Yeah, certainly not nationally. And again, it's gonna be something that is they're gonna have to address it on all the pregame stuff tonight. And I mean it's also, you know, and I know that these things aren't directly related. People try to make everything a direct correlation when it isn't, it's more indirect, I would say. But I mean, it's not like they're not telling us what to bet on when we're watching the games. It's not like we're not getting commercials with this prop bet and this line. And I mean, it's everywhere now. So for all the people that when it started to happen like this, we're like, I don't know, be careful. Maybe this is the wrong road to walk down. They're puffing their chests out today being like, yeah, we kind of told you guys. Making everything about gambling was going to make more people get involved with gambling.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bling. Which it has.
Yeah, I mean, sure, it's a little easier. For me, it's just at least it's above board now. Like, I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, but
people,
of course people were, but way more people are now.
Yeah.
And it's different, I think, the way that it's marketed where it's on your phone.
It's more publicly accepted.
It's way more publicly accepted. Yeah. And I don't know. A lot of the marketing surrounding it is a little disingenuous about how easy it is. I think you're talking about how easy it is to use the app or how easy it is to get this bonus or whatever. It makes it sound like they're telling people it's easy to win at gambling, which it isn't.
It's incredibly hard
to win at gambling. But, some of
our picks tomorrow. We're finally back to 500, some of us.
Yeah. I'm a hypocrite if I sit here and try to be I get a check every month by encouraging all you guys to download the Prize Picks app. And that's not gambling, by the way. That's daily fantasy.
That's right.
Daily fantasy.
Skill-based game.
But, yeah, I mean, look, we're all in it. We're all in it. You just gotta be honest about it.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.